Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Hey everyone, I'm so excited. We have got an incredibly hot topic today. We're talking about AI and how it can impact business owners. But before I introduce our fabulous guest, I want to introduce my co-host today, Dave Spisak. Dave, would you like to take it away and introduce our fabulous guest?
Great. Thank you very much, Kirsten. And it's a pleasure. Zev, I don't know that we've had this conversation before, but I was an attendee in a presentation you did in Sarasota last summer. And it was a large group. It turned into standing room only. And everybody was just really excited about your presentation and the content. You really did a great job. And ever since then, I've been following you on LinkedIn and following you personally around. I haven't been stalking you, but I've been keeping up with your professional side. And I saw you last week and you were talking on live on LinkedIn, and it was so dynamic, the exchange between yourself and the host. I responded, and to me, it was the clarion call to all of us. AI is coming. We must participate. So I know you've been a speaker nationally and now internationally, but it is our pleasure to welcome you and have the opportunity to learn and listen and get some guidance from you. So thank you very much and welcome. Good morning.
Thank you so much. I'm blushing. If I wasn't having my Florida tan, I would be completely blushing. Dave, thank you. Kristen, thank you. I love your background, by the way. I love that sailboat window. AI is extremely important to discuss. And I believe AI is like the meteor and our businesses are like the dinosaurs. And if we don't realize what's coming, we're gonna not survive in this future. AI is changing everything. And for me, Dave, even if I'm in AI and I'm in AI every day, it still is hard for me to keep track. So I'm thinking, if it's hard for me to keep track, how hard it is to people out there that are not working in AI every day. The speed of this technology is amazing. And I keep on telling everybody, AI is like the internet times the smartphone. So think about the changes that the internet made to business and the world. Think about the smartphone. AI is like that squared. It's that big.
That's amazing. What took you on your journey into AI? What really made you, because you were so passionate about helping business owners, what led you down that path?
So I've been running a digital marketing agency for a better part of 20 years. And through that, I was exposed to a lot of technologies. And one of the technologies I was exposed to around 2016, 2017 was machine learning. And I was doing a lot with marketing automation at the time. I actually have a speech today about AI and marketing automation virtually in Philly. But basically, I saw machine learning and I saw the power of it. And it blew my mind. I knew at that moment that my business is going to change, that this technology is going to change my business from end to end. So the industry I'm in, the digital marketing industry, is getting disrupted so bad by AI, and it's just the beginning. And then many other industries. So seeing that, knowing that everything I do is going to change, I started an AI company about 5-6 years ago called ViaCry, where we help companies build and figure out a roadmap for AI. So basically, seeing this technology, understanding how it's going to change my life and my business, I decided that I need to share that with the world. And that's been my mission ever since.
I'll say many of us are really working hard at trying to learn AI. And we are getting assistance in fine tuning a lot of our written communications and organizing our planning. And I've come to believe it's really essential that we have to develop the skills to really refine our writing of prompts. Along those lines, do you have some thoughts that might help launch us in that area?
Absolutely. So love that. Prompting is a muscle. And the more we use it, the better we become. But I want people to know before we dive into prompting, that prompting is a very small part of AI. Okay, so prompting is when you prompt an LLM, a large language model, to you say something to that and it spits something back at you based on a data that it goes through. There's many other kinds of AI. There are CNNs, convolutional neural networks, there are agents, there's so many different types of AI. I want the public that listens to us to know that AI is not just off-the-shelf chatbots like ChatGPT that you just converse with. They have their room, and we'll talk about how to prompt them better, but it's a small part of AI. But let's talk about how to prompt. So guys, AI empowers you, okay? AI can empower laziness too. So if you're just trying to be lazy with AI, that's what AI is gonna make bigger. So when you prompt, you really need to put your heart into it. And I've developed a 9-step prompting guideline. And if you guys would like, we can share it with your audience as well. So the first thing you do is you need to really have a hat. What do I mean by that? You need to tell the AI, act as, you know, a financial advisor, act as an expert copywriter, act as an artist, act as a social media. Give it a lens, because if not, the AI, especially the things off the shelf, has too big of a lens. They'll give you stuff that our team calls shiny crap. It's going to look good, but it's going to be worthless. So the first thing is give it a hat. Act as something. Second thing, let it know what the target market is. Okay, if I'm trying to speak to teenagers, or I'm trying to speak to CEOs of Fortune 5000, I'm going to speak differently. If I'm trying to speak to mothers, or I'm trying to speak to grandparents, I'm going to speak differently. Sure. So you got to give it a target market. Third thing you got to give it is you got to give it what is a win. Okay? Describe the win. If you don't let the AI know what the win is, then, you know, most likely it's not going to work. So let's go over these three. You got to let it know what, you know, what's the role is, what's the hat, what to wear. You got to let it know what is the target market, and you got to define a win or a business outcome. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Can you give us an example for a small business? We'll say a marketing agency, since that's your background. What would you prompt as a win if you're having the hat as a copywriter, the audience as small business owners? And what would be a win that you'd want to prompt with chat?
Great question. So you did not give me enough information. So what are you trying to create?
So let's say it is a landing page or a sales letter.
A landing page for a sales letter. So you got to specify what is the outcome. I want people to read this. I want this target market to read this and do something. I want them to be enticed to do an action, to continue their relationship, to buy something, to sign up. So you got to specify what that win is. What are we selling?
Let's say your digital marketing services, as if this is your company.
To whom?
To small business owners. Let's say people.
Small business owners is not a defined enough target market. So you got to go even deeper, because small business, that's everybody almost. If you look at the government, I think small business is all the way up to what, 50 million or something?
Yeah. Okay. So let's say interior designers.
Great. So then you say act as a expert copywriter for the interior designer industry. I want to create a landing page that will give value and inspire people to create another action. The goal of this is for them to sign up to my database, for them to buy this $1.99 subscription, for them to whatever it is. Then you put in, this is what I do. This is my website. This is my LinkedIn. This is my services. This is my service page. This is some testimonials of people. So you gotta, we haven't gone into that yet, but as this example goes, you gotta give the hat, the target market, what is a win. Now you got to give some rich context, okay? So if there's a brief you created about your company, ChatGPT can read websites as well, but you got to give all that context in. So you got to basically state the business goal up front, break the complex task into steps, specify format and deliverable. What do you want? You want it in a table, in a three paragraph summary. How do you want it? Add constraints. I'm posting this on LinkedIn. It has to be under 150 characters. No emojis. Clear tone. Soft CTA. Define tone explicitly. Sound like a senior exec talking to a peer. Okay? Or be persuasive. Or be exciting. Show good example, include successful past outputs and ask for multiple versions. Never ask for one thing, okay? So you gotta put all that in, that takes time. It still shortens your time by 90%, but it takes time. And never, ever use the first outcome that comes in, okay? Now, after you put all of that, if you wanna go really professional, Kirsten, you basically ask the AI, ask me additional 10 questions that if I answer those questions, you give me a better outcome. So then the AI will ask you questions. Now you need to actually answer those questions, okay? Then let's say I created it on ChatGPT. I will take what came out and I will go to, I don't know, Claude, Gemini, some other tool. And I will say, hey, this is the outcome. Can you improve it based on my goals? And you will see which model does better and how it improves one another. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's fascinating. If you give different models the same parameters, how the contents are different that they create. I was very surprised by that when we first started testing that. That's awesome. I will definitely get a link from you and put that in the show notes for your prompting information.
There's a lot more that goes into it. So one of the things that I say is you got to iterate and massage it like your business reputation depends on it, because it does. Okay. There's so much, pardon my French, crap going out there on social media, so much things that are clearly not that thought of. It's somebody put a prompt into ChatGPT. That is ruining your brand. So you got to iterate like your business reputation depends on it. You got to have a brand voice. You got to talk in customer language. You got to have a problem and solution fit to it. You got to actually have an action that is suitable. You got to remove a lot of things. This is a pet peeve of mine. I didn't even know about the M-dash before ChatGPT came to the world. Do you guys know what an M-dash is?
I do not.
I didn't know what it was, but ever since ChatGPT and other models, there is this long line that almost every AI puts between things. It's called an M-dash. I don't even know how to do it on my keyboard. Okay, I know how to do it on the phone. You press dash twice and it makes an M-dash. I didn't even know the name of it, but now every time I prompt AI, I tell it remove every M-dash, because every time I get something with an M-dash, I know for a fact ChatGPT wrote it and you didn't even read it. So I won't read it. So there's about 1,500 other AI indicators that you gotta remove. You gotta make it less robotic, make it more you. What I do is I upload a lot of the things that I wrote, whether it's emails, blogs, speeches, and I tell the AI, this is how I sound, this is how I talk, sound like me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so for people that have a podcast or a YouTube channel, can AI now listen to your podcast, or can it just read the transcript, but can it actually listen to audio?
So there's different types of AI that can listen to audio. If not, they can definitely read the transcript. But there's tools that can actually do both. They can listen and do the transcript. And absolutely, you can ask for advice to make it better. You can say, hey, this is my target market. How can I make it better? What are things that this target market wants to hear about? 100%. You can have the AI write the questions for your guests. You can have the AI find guests for you. There's so much that it can help with.
Zev, when you are getting to this point where you're being so specific, you're talking about what may be confidential information for your own company and brand. Do you recommend staying away from ChatGPT and going to something like a subscription service or even your own system?
Great question. In AI, there are levels. And I think in today's world, every business owner needs to understand that if you have a team, even if it's, you know, W-2, 1099, it doesn't really matter. They are using ChatGPT, they're using Claude, they're using all the free stuff off the shelf, and they're giving away your special sauce. If you don't have governance, if you don't have rules, it's the Wild West, and people are putting that. Now, what people don't understand is ChatGPT is there to take your data. Their model is to take your data, because that's what data is, money these days. So any special sauce, any IP that you put, intellectual property you put into ChatGPT, you lose a lot from it. So now that's level one. That's just free off the shelf. Level two is the co-pilot, or having an agreement with Gemini, where they're supposedly keeping your data in check. To be honest with you, I don't buy that fully. And then step three is where all of us should go and where the world is going, which is custom databases and custom AI. You need to secure a knowledge base inside your company, okay, that is secure, that can go online, but an AI can use that. People need to look at AI as employees and entities and not as a technology or software, okay? It's not just about bringing this ChatGPT in. It's about raising your own AI employee inside your companies. Somebody that's going to be loyal to you, that's going to know exactly what you do, that's going to work on the right database, never get sick, never have a bad day, work 24/7. But in order for that to happen, you've got to bring him in, train him, okay, build that data set, which takes money and time. But if you don't do that, you're going to lose. Like, it's really that simple. You know, it's
basically, So basically what you're saying is you're creating kind of a firewall. So anything that you or your employees put in is protected. So no one else can come in and get that. But your AI agent can still go out to the website and grab information and bring it back in to do its job. So I think, so it's the security of having your information in a vault, so to speak, with just
And having your information supersede anything that is found online. So there is, we build guardrails in a way. Okay, you say that this information, that is our information. That's the verified information. That's the guidelines and stuff. You can go out and find some other things, but they must correlate to the information that we have. Okay, if not, you can't use that. Because I have this discussion with a lot of crowds over the world, and sometimes I get a lot of pushback. So in your opinion, does the internet is mainly right or mainly wrong?
Depends on the day. I feel like you always want to verify things. And I think it gets harder to verify things because there is a lot of, anybody can put anything on the internet and say it's truth. So yeah, you really have to read what all AI writes and then verify it.
So I'm not even talking about what AI writes. I'm talking about human internet, okay? People do a lot of pushback on this, but the internet is vastly wrong, okay? And if you want to test me on that, do you guys believe that the world is flat?
No, but I know people who venomously argue with you that it is.
Look at the internet. There are terabytes and terabytes about the world being flat, okay? I was born Jewish, okay? I don't believe Jews are bad in any way, shape, or form. Yet, if you ask the internet, you'll see terabytes of things that are like that. So the internet, you cannot trust the internet as a data body because anybody can put anything and it's mostly wrong. Sometimes to some research to 80% tune. Now, again, if you use that in order to create everything, you're going to make some awful mistakes and some of them can be even criminal. Okay, because AI will invent, AI will take wrong information. So you need to make sure that your knowledge base is number one, and then it can take stuff from the internet, but it must correlate with your knowledge, if that makes sense.
The other thing that I think is important is understanding that a lot of companies out there are touting a lot of things that AI can do that it can't. So you want to make sure, there's a lot of lawsuits going on right now about that. So you want to make sure that the companies that you work with or people that you're talking to about AI are ethical and aren't over-exaggerating what it can do and being clear on how they're going to help you with AI. Have you run into problems with that with companies that are really falsely claiming that AI can do things that it's not quite doing yet?
It's not that people are, so I get what you're saying, and there will be a .AI burst, like there was a .com burst. And the reason is 95% of the AI market has nothing to do with AI. They just piggyback off of different things and they just put a face mask on something that still uses ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini and then just putting their stuff. All of those companies are going to go away. Now, when every new technology comes, there will come some salespeople that are overly excited, don't understand the technology and try to sell you stuff. But I don't think people even are starting to understand what AI can do. Okay, so we talked a little bit, we talked about prompting here, but have you ever heard of CNNs, convolutional neural networks?
No.
Those are AI that act like a brain. They can actually see. So I can tell you that in 2 years' time, no doctor will do a physical without a CNN. because the CNN, just by looking at you, can tell your blood pressure, your biological age, your problems. They can figure out. It's incredible. So AI can do many things, but the level of accuracy and the level of governance is not there yet. But the things that AI can do are insane. I can build agents right now that will take your voice, your likeliness, and will do this Zoom with us. And you won't know. Okay? I can have an AI study all your facial expressions. I'll tell you something really cool we've done with a doorbell company. You know those doorbells when you ring and then you get to your phone the visual? So
yes,
the AI now can figure out by from your face how pissed off you are, how threatening you are. It can scan your body for weapons. Okay? There is so many things AI can do. I know we're about to finish, but I'll tell you a short story about AI capabilities. We took a warehouse and we took two feeds, a camera and a Wi-Fi. Okay? And we had that work for 10 days. Then we cut off the camera. Within 10 hours, the AI was able to figure out where the people are just based on the Wi-Fi because it cross-referenced the data of how the Wi-Fi and the cameras operate. Does that make sense? So there is incredible things in AI, but a lot of the times they're just not sold by the right people. So I don't think the problem is AI is not able to do the stuff. I think people don't even understand what AI is able to do. I just think the problem is, like everything, new technology, people get overly excited. But I don't think people are overestimating AI. I think people are underestimating AI. I think people are not even scratching the surface of how much this is going to change. Every family is going to have a custom AI. Every company is going to have a custom AI. Every executive is going to have a custom AI. In this day and age, all of us, even the people that don't have jobs, have teams now. Okay, I can tell my AI, act as a mathematician and process this. When can you ever do that? Act as a quantum physics expert and go through this data. There's so many things that are at our fingertips right now that have never been there before. AI is like a calculator for language and code. So now, you know, nobody does math in their heads anymore, right? AI is going to take a lot of other things. And soon AI is going to be so smart, it's going to need to dumb itself down to talk to us. Okay?
Scary.
It's scary, wow. But it's coming. So the question is, do you put your head in the sand like an ostrich, or do you take the bull by the horns? Right. And I'm in the camp of it's coming, and I'm going to take the bull by its horns. Does it have a risk? Yes. Fire can cook your food or burn your house. And I equate AI in the fire, magnetism, gravity. It's that powerful. And yes, it can kill you or it can make it, but it's coming, it's here, and we must learn how to use it. Kids are going to figure this out, but us as leaders and us as people with experience, we need to figure out how to use this, and we need to bring AI into our team.
Excellent. These comments that you've shared with us, it really frames better this big topic, and it brings it together to us so that we can get that glimpse into it and begin to see how it all fits together. So this was great. Thanks so much, Zev, for coming. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Zev, how can people reach out to you? I will put a link to the free gift you've offered. And where would you like people to find you?
The best place to find me is on LinkedIn. I have three websites that you guys can find me on. My legacy company is wexlermarketing.com is our amazing agency. We have incredible team working. We help so many people. ViaCry, which is ViaCry.com. That's our AI development company. And my speaker site is as simple as zevwexler.com. And then I'm always on LinkedIn. And anybody that would like to contact me, I welcome it. I love teaching. That's my passion. When I help somebody realize something, I feel like I'm on purpose.
Awesome, Zev. Thank you so much for being here. We'll put all of that information in the show notes below.
Zev, we are thrilled that you're going to be joining us for the Punta Gorda Chambers Business Booster Seminar that's coming up on July 9th. We know that you have a lot to share, and we also know that the business owner community here in the area is really excited, and they're going to enjoy your presentation a lot. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Punta Gorda Chamber, I'm so excited to come and share with you about how you can use AI for business. Come join us. It will be amazing. I promise you, you'll come out with things you can do right away.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com. Take your business to the next level.